This is the Audio Class Experience.
Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of the Audio Class Experience. This is now episode 25, and I'm going to have to ask you to be maybe a little bit patient with me, because I might cough occasionally. I've been a bit sick recently, and I've got a bit of a cough, so from time to time I might occur that listen to a couple of coughs. But I'm sure that you're very patient, because today's episode is going to be great. It's pretty interesting, and it's something that I need to share with all of you. And it's basically all about the way that we perceive debt and how we can use it as leverage for investing, and how we can actually manage to make money off of debt. Because unfortunately, we've been taught to believe that debt is a bad thing, and it has really bad connotation as well. It sounds as if it's like a burden that you have to carry on you, on your shoulders, and that something that's terrible, that ruins your life, your family's life, and it's just a huge amount of money that you have to pay every month and for maybe 10, 15, and 30 years. Stuff like student loans and loans for cars and mortgages, of course. These kind of long-term loans at a personal level that really are really a true burden to a lot of people. And we need to understand that people use debt not in their favor. Let me explain. Usually the the average employee, they get their paycheck, and the first thing they do is they go buy a house, they go buy a car, they go shopping, they go out for dinner, they go out for lunch, they buy all the stuff, and all of this accumulates into debt, of course. And this is all stuff that you're going to have to pay back at some point. And all of this accumulated debt ends up being something that you can't really afford. So it's payments that you might even have to postpone, etc. So really, these kind of things that you spend your money on don't generate any income at all. So they're not real assets, they're liabilities. And what we really need to take into account is to know what happens to the cash flow in real assets against liabilities. For real assets, for example, we want to buy property to rent it out afterwards. So we use a rental property in our favor as an asset that will generate income, because we have people willing to pay for the house because they want to live there. So so we need to finance our rental property with a loan, of course. And what we do is we generate a passive monthly income, and we manage to pay back the loan, and we hold investment for long term, and we get returns constantly over time, so we can even get a good return on investment. And if, in case you don't know truly what the return on investment is, it's basically the difference between the current value of your investment minus the cost of your investment divided by the cost of the investment again. And this gives you a percentage value of how much you gained from your investment. And you can see how much you actually gained. And so back to liabilities and what the average person does. So what they do, their paycheck goes directly to the liabilities, it goes to the bank, and it goes to people that we owe money to. And this is, of course, the debt that we all perceive, which is the bad debt, which is getting ourselves into debt for stuff that doesn't make any money for us. I saw this data point that as of 2018, the outstanding student loan debt totaled $1.5 trillion. $1.5 trillion student debt. That's the cost of getting a college degree education. And I mean, this goes to a more personal level. So this, we might ask ourselves, to what extent is investing in a college education really worth, at least in the US? I mean, what's the actual return on investment that we get investing into a college education that becomes a huge liability that we'll have to put up with for the long term? We're gonna have to be living and paying for all those bills for many years of our lives if we do get into college debt. And so there's also this concept that we have to know that inflation and interest rates for getting a loan. What happens is that sometimes we can get mortgages, but this isn't very frequently. But sometimes this happens that the interest rates for for a loan, the cost of money for maybe investing in a rental property, for example, or for starting up a business, there might be usually an average of 3% worldwide, more or less, at least in developed countries, in the US or in the UK or even in Spain, my country. And the rate of inflation in these developed countries is around between 2-3%. So if you can manage to get interest that is below inflation, that means that it's free money. And something that what the rich do is that they try to find loans and mortgages that are, of course, below the rate of inflation, and they buy as many rental properties as they can, and they basically, yeah, they invest that way. But of course, some of these super rich people that are billionaires or multimillionaires, they can just pay for a house, you know. But it's actually much, much better to finance a house with interest that can be potentially below the rate of inflation. But sometimes there's the rates adjust, so they can go up. Sometimes they might go down. So it's not always the case that the interest rate is fixed. Sometimes interest rates are also variable. So I want you guys to know is that to differentiate something from an asset or a liability is the cash flow. So is it actually flowing into your pocket, or is it actually flowing out of your pocket? The minute you realize this, look at your income statement and your balance sheet, and you see what it is, what's the kind of money that you're receiving that's coming in, what are your income streams, and what are your expenses, what are the liabilities, what are the bills and the debts that you have to keep up with, and you'll see what's your actual cash flow situation. It's all a game about cash flow. If it comes in, it's good for you. If it goes out, it's obviously not a good thing for you. So it's debt can be used, of course, to generate income, and and it should be a really good way, because basically why do banks like to deal with rich people when it comes to giving them finance or financing their business? It's because these people are financially a lot more secure than the average employee. They've got a lot of money, so in case maybe something doesn't go well or their business goes bankrupt, they can just sell their business and pay off the remaining amount of debt that they owe. So the risk factor is sort of eliminated when bankers have to give loans to rich people or business owners. Whereas, of course, the average employee, it implies much greater risks as they tend to depend on usually one stream of income, and chances of getting fired are very high as well, in some cases. And also, employees might have bad spending habits, because usually it's the employees who don't tend to be, tend to have more liabilities and expenses than income and assets. It's also a very important thing to pay your monthly loan, because it can improve your overall credit score. So it'll be much easier to borrow money from banks in the future if you manage to get good credit scores, and so that you can continue investing in, for example, real estate. So it's extremely important to understand that debt is actually not necessarily a bad thing. It just depends how you use that debt, whether it's in your favor, paying for assets that generate income, or just paying into liabilities that just pull money out of your pocket. And this is something that, in terms of personal finance, that's not, of course, taught in school, and it must be taught in school. But anyways, I'll tell you, this it's a personal reflection. I think that since these days, it's not as easy for the average person to work. There's not as much job security. Pay is not as good as it used to be in most cases. And apart, of course, it's logical. I mean, there's a lot more competitiveness. There's also the whole thing about inflation. The value of our money goes down over time, so we actually become poorer, and the rate of inflation is actually a lot higher than the rate at which wages increase. So we're going to have to be working a lot harder for earning a few extra bucks, which is why we have to learn more about personal finance and financial education. And we need to start by realizing what cash flow is, how to get the cash flow actually coming into our pockets through assets and not outflows through liabilities that are just a pain in the ass for people. So we just can't afford to live simple lives paycheck to paycheck. We need to diversify our income streams, and we need to learn to deal with debt and leverage it to our favor, of course. And that's about it. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm sorry for the coughs. It's a bit complicated to not cough. It's not really my control. But anyways, make sure that you follow this podcast if you haven't already. Share it with friends and family. Discuss. Tell them what you learned. Listen to this podcast and to other podcasts more than once, so that you can actually pick up the concepts a lot better, because you learn through repetition, of course. And make sure to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and LinkedIn to be up to date with the latest content that I post. And I really appreciate that you guys tune into the Auto Class, guys. I hope you have a marvelous day. See you around next time. Bye.